Mike, good on you for talking to us.
Thank you, Francis. Good day.
See you, mate. Zach's with us from Seattle. Beautiful Seattle, Washington. How is beautiful Seattle today, Zach?
Actually, it's rainy today, Francis.
It's always raining in Seattle. It doesn't mean it's any less beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your take on it? I mean, are you somebody who supports your president's position on Iraq?
Actually, I'm probably about the exact opposite of Mike there. I think that the whole war effort is mostly for political gain. I know a lot of presidents in the past have kind of tried to distract the public by saying, oh, look, there's an enemy out there that we've got to go get. For a while there, it was Osama bin Laden, and then it was the Taliban, and now it's just kind of all of a sudden become Saddam Hussein. I think he's trying to focus problems away from, you know, our corporate corruption back in America. And,
And what about the idea, though, that if the United States doesn't act, that Saddam Hussein is quite capable of using those weapons if they do indeed exist? Doesn't your country, as I guess the world's superpower, owe a debt to everybody else to make sure that he doesn't?
Well, see, I wouldn't picture Saddam Hussein would actually use it. If you think about it, if he has one, maybe two warheads and detonates them anywhere, his country would be gone. It would be the retaliation that no one could hope to survive. And I don't think that he's stupid enough to do something like that. I actually don't even think he's got the weapons. But then again, I'm way out here on the West Coast, and I was nowhere near New York when the plane hit, so I've got a little bit of a different perspective than everyone else.
Do you think fear plays a major factor in it then, Zach? I mean, as Mike just said, with that sniper running around in Washington, D.C., killing people and the recent attacks in the United States, that fear is now driving American public policy, and that could be blinding people to making balanced decisions and judgments?
No, absolutely, absolutely. I think that, you know, when there's been an attack, especially something near your home, you become irrationally paranoid that it's going to happen again. You know, you're afraid that anyone from the Middle East is a terrorist and they're about to attack your family. Whereas, like I said, out here, you know, nothing's happened. So I think we're a little more rational, a little more level-headed.
Good on you, Zach. Thanks for that.
Thanks so much.
We're going to head to Connecticut now and talk to Brenda.